Hi there, this is Ethan with the Higher Relaxer Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Toya Bradley, Toya Bradley.
Hey there, Toya, how are you at the moment?
I'm fine, a little under the weather, but I'm okay.
I hear you. Yeah, me too. There's definitely something going right now. I mean, it is winter, of course. In any case, we are on a recorded line here. Were you just sent over to me by a different representative?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'll be your intake specialist. I'm going to be the one helping you actually get signed up. I'll just let you know ahead of time as well. Some of these questions may sound familiar or you might have already been asked. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it should only take about 10 minutes of your time. In any case, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file the claim?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then under penalty, Mrs. Toya, that you haven't signed any documents, you haven't sought legal representation, and you haven't returned any packets of information for any other law firms for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and was it you or a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
It was me.
Yourself, okay. Really, and what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you've had to go through that. How are you doing now?
I'm okay.
Okay, that's good.
One
I'm really
day at a
glad to hear
time.
that. Yeah, definitely. I like to take things day by day as well, no matter how big or small. In any case, do you also happen to remember what subtype of ovarian cancer you had?
First stage.
Okay, gotcha. And you would be filing this claim for yourself then, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then, Mrs. Toya, what was your date of diagnosis for your cancer?
It was December 25th, 2023.
Okay. You said December 25th, 2023.
Yes.
Gotcha. And what state did this happen in?
South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, let me check here. You said Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I saw two doctors. I saw Dr. Jessica Basham and Dr. Latoya Perry.
Okay, Jessica Basham and Latoya Perry. For Jessica, can you spell her name for me, please?
JESSICA Basham, BASHAM.
Okay, Jessica Basham. And you said there was Latoya Perry as well, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, can you spell that for me as well, please?
LATOYA and Perry is PERRY.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And what hospital was this at?
Memorial Hospital.
Okay, you said this was this also in South Bend?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. That's the one on 615 North Michigan Street.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for confirming. And when you were diagnosed, how old were you?
I was 36.
Okay. 36. And currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. Were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times a year were you using hair relaxer?
I was using it for a lot. I
Gotcha.
used
Do you
about
remember, was it like
15
maybe
years.
like once a month or was it every other month?
Yeah, maybe like once a month.
Okay, so you would say about 12 times per year?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you did already confirm that you were diagnosed at Memorial Hospital, and that's the one in South Bend, Indiana, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double checking. Currently, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your birthday as well?
210-88.
Okay, just to confirm, you said 2/10, so February 10th, 1988.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
In addition, do you also know anyone else, any friends or family members that were also injured by hair relaxer that could need some help with this lawsuit? If not, that's okay.
I know a few people that use the relaxer. We all did.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So if that is the case, once we're finished with your intake, I'll also give you all of my contact information so that way if you do know someone who needs help, you can always share my number with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then Ms. Toya, how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
It was back in 2008. January of 2020 of 20 2008 is when I started using it. I have to do some
Okay,
math
so I
here.
think you would have been 20.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that
about
sounds
20.
right.
Okay, yeah. Because if I just do my math, I hope this math is correct, but in my head, 2008 minus 1988 should be 20, right?
Yes,
Okay,
that
yeah.
is correct.
And then you did already confirm that you were using it in Indiana, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, when did you stop using hair relaxer?
December of 2023.
Okay, so pretty much right around when you were diagnosed then, right?
Yeah, that's when I
Okay.
start feeling weird.
Gotcha. So I'll put 01/01/2008 as your start put date, and I'll put 12/01/2023 as when you stopped using your date for hair relaxer. And you did say
Okay.
you were applying it once a month, right?
Yes.
Okay. Between 2008 and 2023, did you ever take a break of hair relaxers?
No.
Okay, so you would have used it for 15 consecutive years.
That's correct.
Gotcha. And were you applying it yourself at home, or did you go to a salon for your hair relaxers?
Myself.
Okay. And currently you're not using hair relaxers, correct?
No.
Do you happen to have any receipts or leftover empty bottles of hair relaxer? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't. I kind of just throw
Okay,
that
yeah.
stuff away.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that.
Smells
What
pretty
name?
bad.
Yeah, definitely. What brand products or what brand names were you using for hair relaxers?
Dark and Lovely.
Just Dark and Lovely?
Yep, Dark and Lovely. I use the L'Oreal.
Okay, gotcha. And you were using both of those for the entire 15 years?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, I believe we did already confirm this, of course. This question is a little bit confusing, so I'll break it down piece by piece. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer for a year?
So I got diagnosed in December of 2023.
Yes.
So I would say yes because
Yeah, most
I started
definitely.
using it in
Yeah.
January.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. And then you did confirm that during that time, those 15 years, there was never a period where you stopped using hair relaxer and then started again, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Okay. When did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxers and your cancer diagnosis?
Around when I start getting the complications of nausea and exhaustion and weight loss and difficulty breathing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would assume that's around when you were diagnosed in December of 23 as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. What kind of treatments were you receiving for your cancer?
I was receiving partial treatment. I had an oophorectomy. Which they removed my left ovary, which had a tumor, and chemotherapy, and a few other medications that I can't remember right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. I understand. I'm sure you had to go through a lot. Again, I am sorry to hear you've had to deal with all this. You said an oophorectomy, and you also had chemo, and you had your ovary removed, right?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you remember what date your treatment started?
On December 28th of
Okay.
2023.
Gotcha. 12/28/2023. And was it one of the doctors you mentioned already that was treating you as well?
Yes.
Gotcha. Which one would that be?
Dr. Latoya Perry.
Okay, gotcha. Latoya Perry. And I would assume then this was at the same hospital as well, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and pull that one more time. And then for Latoya, was it LOTOYA?
LATOYA.
LATOYA. Okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and correct that. Latoya Perry. Sorry, bear with me. I'm not the fastest typer in the world.
It's okay.
Okay, got it. In addition, did you have any other pre-existing major conditions before your cancer diagnosis, such as diabetes or any other cancers as well?
No.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have it down here as Toya, Toya. And then
Yep.
your last name is Bradley, Bradley.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
Marie, Marie.
Okay. Marie. Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
Oh no.
Okay. And your social?
352-86-3381.
Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. I have down 352-86-3381.
That's correct.
Okay, and then the spelling of your middle name, that was Marie, Marie.
Yes.
Okay, I have your email down here as Toya Bradley, spelled the same as your first and last name, and then .tb at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 574-302-0221.
Yes.
And am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay, and Mrs. Toya, what is your primary address?
1252 West Washington, South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, you said 1252 West Washington.
Yes.
Okay, South Bend.
Indiana.
Okay, yeah. 1252 West Washington. For the number, you said 1252-1252, right?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. I found it here. And that's zip code 46616.
46601.
46601. Okay. For some reason, it's coming up a little bit differently on mine. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I have that
Yeah.
problem a lot, but it's 46601.
Oh, okay.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, because I usually use Google Maps to confirm these things. And for some reason, it's coming up as 46616.
It's
But. Okay, but it is 46601, that's correct.
that's correct.
Okay, so I'll just read that back one more time. So that's 1252 West Washington Street, and that's South Bend, Indiana, 46601.
That's correct.
Gotcha, and that's St. Joseph County.
Yes, correct.
Okay, additionally, is there also a apartment or unit number, or is this just a home?
Nope, it's just a townhouse. It doesn't have an apartment number.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much for confirming that. Additionally, do you have documentary support, any medical records that would show your diagnosis?
The hospital should.
Okay, yeah. So you don't have them on hand, but you know for sure the hospital has them, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Most likely we wouldn't need you to, but if necessary, would you be able to contact them and provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
No, I'm not in town at this very moment.
Okay, yeah, not he now necessarily, but maybe at a later time.
Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
You guys can try to pull it up yourselves if you guys can, but I'm
Yeah.
not around the hospital at this very moment.
Yeah, most likely our attorney partners will just do that for you, so you don't have to, but I am just required to ask you either way. In
Okay.
any case, lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. Toya, this is just someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never reach out to them. Do you have anyone you want to use as an emergency contact?
No, I should be fine. It's not.
Okay, yeah. We do highly
I'll be able to
encourage it.
answer the calls and
Yeah,
everything.
okay. We do highly encourage it, but if you really don't have an emergency contact, I don't have to put one.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. You don't want to use anyone?
No.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just put down that you do not have one.
Okay.
Okay, and now we are almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is just a checklist to make sure that all the information we've discussed is correct. So I'm going to read off a few bullet points, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So we did confirm, of course, that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. And then after using hair relaxer, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after you started using hair relaxer for a full year. You also used hair relaxer at least 4 times a year. In your case, I believe you said 12 times a year. And you were also
Yes.
using hair relaxers within the last 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In that case, what I'll do is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute of your time. These documents state firstly that, of course, our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, like I mentioned before. So that way, hopefully, you won't have to worry about doing all that yourself.
Okay.
So yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to pull you up on my end first. I'm going to read off some items of your personal information just to make sure I didn't make any mistakes or type anything wrong. Okay, so let's see. I have you here, Toya Marie Bradley. Your address is 1252 West Washington Street. That's in South Bend, Indiana, and your zip code is 46601.
Yes.
Okay, you were born on February 10th of 1988,
Yes.
and your social is 352-863-3831.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message containing a link to DocuSign. Should also say my name. Should pop up any moment now.
Yep, I got it. Let me see. I
So if you
did, I
just,
got it.
okay, perfect. So if you just click on that link and follow the instructions within the DocuSign link, it's pretty straightforward. It'll highlight every field that you need to sign. Just be careful because there are some fields where it'll ask you only for initials, other fields will ask you for a full signature. Just make sure you pay attention to that, and the rest is pretty easy.
Okay.
And if you need any help, of course, I'll be here on the line, so you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information and you can call or text me anytime in the future if you ever need anything else, ever have any questions. That's also the number you can share with anyone you might know that may need help with this as well.
Okay.
And then once you're finished signing, just let me know so that way I can check over and make sure everything gets processed correctly.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty, let me go ahead and see on my end. Sometimes, yep, there you go. I just received it. Let
Okay.
me pull up this real quickly for us. I see your signature there. That is a very nice signature. Much nicer than mine, I'll give you that.
Thank you. I try to be neat.
Yeah. And then I see your initials there as well. Alrighty, yep, that looks good to me. Thank you so much for your time today, Toya. That's all I need from you today. I'll let you know from here on out. You should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days or maybe the next week or so. They're going to be calling you one more time just to verify that your personal information is correct. It's very important that you look out for that call because then and only then can they actually start working on your case. But once you get that taken care of, that should be the last thing you need to do, as far as I'm aware of, for this lawsuit.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Toya, did you have any other questions or concerns? Anything else you needed help with?
No.
Okay, I'll just send you that text message real quick so I can make sure you get it. So that way you have my contact information.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you have my number, so you're always free to call or text anytime. And again, you can share that number with anyone you know that might need help with this, and they can reach out to me directly. And again, just make sure you look out for that next call coming within the next several days or week or so. And yeah, I do wish you all the best, Santoya, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate it.